is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yes, Buzz 24/7. It's Wednesday or maybe Thursday, whenever you're listening to this. But we are expecting a phone call today. We have Mickey Ward, obviously, legendary boxer. The Fighter, one of my favorite movies, is about him. Love Mark Wahlberg, of course, but his sisters kill it.
You know, all these years, I still haven't seen the movie. I know it was, nominated for a bunch of awards.
It was so good, and the sisters crushed it. So they were just freaking hilarious. But we've been giving away tickets, I think, all January, February, and now tomorrow night, coming to the Lowell Memorial Auditorium, we have the New England Golden Gloves Regional Tournament, and the finals will be there. We'll have tickets tomorrow live on the show.
What I want to know is, I like watching boxing every once in a while. It's on. I don't like their belts. I don't like their championship belts.
Too high, you mean?
They're just funky looking. Oh. They are a bit high. I just mean, I don't know.
The boxing shorts are high because you don't get in the
jimmies,
beds,
bad zone.
The jimmies, yes.
In the private area.
In the jimmies.
Well, see, and what I want to know, are you born with a strong chin? Because they'll say that about, fighters, right?
Yeah, I don't know
if that's
really
true or
not.
Are you born, or do you train for that?
Right.
Does you train your chin for that?
In the face enough?
Because you can keep clenching your jaw.
Well, but I mean, some people can take, I don't know that it's strong and clenching it.
We'd have to ask
how many times
Mickey Ward that.
Yeah, if you're born with a strong chin or if you train for it.
I just always felt that boxing championship belts, they don't look cool. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm sure
you want that WWE belt.
What's that?
You like a wrestling belt?
Yeah, I just mean their belts are kind of like.
I'm gonna look for a picture.
Yeah.
Well, they actually do something real to get those belts.
Hey,
I mean, not that the wrestlers don't.
It's still real to me. Damn it.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
I don't think there's anything wrong with them.
There's nothing wrong with these belts.
Yeah, I don't understand what the difference between that and a WWE belt is. They look all the same. There's big belts.
Oh, now he's looking up examples of belts that he likes versus belts he doesn't like.
Yeah, just I don't know. It just doesn't look.
They look all the same to me.
No.
Whatever.
No.
Yeah, so besides Mickey Ward, we have, I believe it's the executive director of New England Golden Gloves, Bobby Russo, will also be on the phone with Mickey talking about the event coming to Lowell.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Okay, the boxing that I was watching, this belt is what they were using. It was like more fabric. That one right there.
Yeah, he's pointing at a photo that you can't see on the podcast.
It was more like it had more fabric around it. Like they just took like a metal belt buckle.
Yeah, those aren't the norm.
Yeah, okay, I don't think that's the norm. If you look at all the other belts in the images, you really had to dig that one up.
Oh, that one's in there. Because whatever I was watching for boxing while having my car worked on, that was what was on TV. And everybody in the waiting room was like so getting into it.
Hello? Mickey? Bobby?
This is Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. Is Mickey with you?
No, I guess he calls in on his own.
Hello to Bobby. This is Bobby Russo, Executive Director of New England Golden Gloves. Good morning, Bobby. Thank you for joining us.
Yep. I'm the National President of Golden Gloves of America also.
Whoa. Well, that's a big title. This year does mark the 77th year that the New England Golden Gloves Regional Tournament is held here at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium to benefit Lowell Sun Charities. Has it been great throughout the last few months of having all of these boxing matches going on Thursday nights?
Absolutely. We've had great crowds. You know, thankfully, the weather's been good. The crowds have been good. The boxing has been great. We've been breaking the records over the past couple of years, and I think that we're on track to do it again.
Awesome. And I think we're going to try to get Mickey on.
Let's see how this works.
This will be our first time getting double calls on this one line. Good morning, Mickey.
Yes.
Oh, good. We are able to do this. So, Mickey, we also have Bobby on the other line.
Yep.
Welcome to New Hampshire and New England.
Is Bobby still there?
Thank you.
Oh, Bobby?
I'm wondering if it's not going to let me. No.
Nope. We lost Bobby now. Well, Mickey, thank you for joining us. Obviously, Irish Mickey Ward, three-time New England Golden Gloves champion boxer who turned pro back in 1985, winning his first 14 fights. And now he is representing Lowell again because the fights that have been happening at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium in the last few months have been great. And you're going to be there tomorrow night, correct?
Yes, I'll be there tomorrow. Yep, 100%.
Do you miss boxing?
I don't miss getting hit or anything like that.
Yeah,
honestly, miss like the friendships, the conditioning. Obviously, I still stay in shape, but you know, not that type of shape. But
yeah.
The competing, no, because I don't miss it only because every fight out and every time I trained, I gave it 110%. So I left it all out there. So I don't have no, like, if I only came back and whatever. And that's why I gave it everything. So I don't really miss it, but I do miss the people around it.
So are you still jumping in the gym and, like, sparring and stuff for fun? Because you say you stay in shape, so you're working out.
Yeah, no, I can't. I get the signs of CTE, so I can't get hit in the head no more.
Yeah.
Well, I had a question earlier. I've heard of the phrase, you get a strong chin. Is that something that people are born with, or do you train for that?
That is something that you're born with. You cannot teach a good chin. You know, like, you can get power, you can get speed. Either you have a chin or you don't. And I think that's, and it comes along with a lot of, you know, your heart or your will. Everyone says you have a big heart, but it's your will. It's more your will, because we all have the same size heart. But I think it's your will to endure things and just keep moving through it and pushing past it. So, but that's what I think.
So it's a first fight and you get hit in the chin. That's when you know, I'm going to either make it or break it in this business.
Well, depending, like, you can see how guys take it, and guys, like, some guys can take a good punch, some guys can't. Some guys can get hit on the top of the head and get all, like, messed up. So it's you know, the chin, but you do have to have a good chin, you know. But I think your will is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Mickey the Gotti fights, obviously legendary, the movie, The Fighter. If anybody has any doubts, can see that. What about your New England Golden Gloves experience? And besides that, what are you doing these days?
Yeah, I'm with my apparel company, Mickey Ward Apparel. You can get that anywhere on Box to Burn website. I've had that for a couple of years now. That's going good, and I also do other things. And I just came back from doing an appearance out in, spoke to three schools out in Scranton, Pennsylvania. It was a great experience.
Very cool.
Why is boxing still, you know, this was used to be one of the biggest sports in America, and it's not such a mainstream sport anymore. We'd love to see it come back. Why is boxing still important, though, to some communities like Lowell?
Boxing, like, way before the MMA came out, it was boxing, obviously. And I think boxing is the oldest sport there is, I believe. It's one of the oldest sports anyway. So, I don't know, just the town, the grit of the Lowell or the area and stuff, but I just think, you know, boxing's coming back a little bit now. It did slow down for a while, but I think keep putting on competitive fights that people want to see, it makes a big difference. Whereas a lot of guys, the big guys, they don't have to fight the second guy or third guy because there's so much money out there. You know, you can always fight another guy. So it's the money in part. The money part of it's a big, big, big part.
And there's special appearances, obviously, by you, but also a signing by former heavyweight champion Cooney. Jerry Cooney will be there.
Yes, Jerry will be there. Yep. Jerry's a great guy. If no one knows him. He's a really down-to-earth person. I know Jerry good, and we become friends, and he's a really, really nice guy. He gives back to his communities, and he's really good, and he's just a great guy to be around.
Are you still residing in the area? Do you still live in the Lowell area, so you're here all the time?
Yeah, I'm still Lowell.
Oh, perfect.
I'm still Lowell, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Mickey, we're really excited for tomorrow night. We have tickets to give away. We're going to get back to Bobby because we kind of just, you know, cut him off to get you.
I think he just dropped.
And we're going to try to get Bobby back, but thank you so much, and have a great, great night tomorrow night, and thank you for bringing boxing back into Lowell.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you, too.
New England Gold Gloves Finals tomorrow night, March 7th, Lowell Memorial, or tonight, March 7th, LowellAuditorium.com, and all to benefit Lowell Sun Charities.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that Bobby is back.
Okay,
so let's try it one more time.
Okay. Bobby, we cannot pick you guys up at the same time. So we just talked with Mickey. Now we're back to Bobby. We were talking to him about, obviously, Lowell and the fights coming up tomorrow night. How many fights are we expecting to see if you get a ticket to tomorrow night's show?
13 bouts, open and novice class. The open class will advance to Detroit to the national championships.
And when are the nationals going to be held?
In May, in Detroit.
Awesome. So Sprinkler Fitters Local Union 669 is your title sponsor. They've been great in supporting you guys, and they've been great with helping us on air and giving away tickets every week to the Thursday night fights. Can you tell us more about them and their support?
Well, let me just, if we have enough time, is that, you know, the Golden Gloves is a great youth program that, you know, gets teenagers in, you know, at-risk teenagers, a lot of them, gets them into the gym and gets them into a healthy lifestyle during those teenage years. And, you know, the bottom line here is that it's a great night of entertainment. It's great for the city. We bring thousands of people into the city in the dead of winter. That's awesome. At the end of the day, all of the money goes to charities. So it's a win-win-win situation. Mm-hmm. And now with our partnership with the Sprinkler Fitters Union 669, we're offering these kids that may not go to college a career path. And anyone interested, this is, you know, you don't have to have experience in, you know, fire prevention or fire safety or any of that. This is an apprentice program that is a great paying job, a great career path, great benefits. And so you go to sprinklerfitters 669.org, and a lot of opportunities. They need apprentices, and they're an awesome partner. They love our demographics because the kids are dedicated athletes, and you know, they just love the demographics. So that's why we're partnering up on them in the New England area, as well as nationally. They're a national sponsor as well.
So are you guys going to different schools in Lowell and other areas and communities to try to get teenagers into these programs?
Well, they're not necessarily. They do a lot of advertising and trying to, you know, they go to certain markets and advertise. And but that it is a good it's a good idea to do that into, you know, certain parts of the country. They need apprentices, and that might be a better way to target it, as well as the way that they're doing it now.
Roadkill?
Bobby, it sounds like it's going to be a great night of fighting. Who has got your eye? Like, who do you think has the potential to be the next biggest thing?
You know, there's in the open class, I mean, we have open and novice, and it's predominantly an open class night tomorrow night. And those guys are all potential national champions. I it's hard for me to say because there's so many good ones. But, I mean, I own a gym myself, and I'm the head coach of the Portland Boxing Club. And I have three in tonight, two in the open class. And both of them are returning champions. Ilias Bashir in the lightweight class, he won it last year, did great at the Nationals. I think this is his year. And the middleweight champion is Wade Faria. He's from Portland. He's mm-hmm. a defending champ, too. And I believe that they're going to make a real make a lot of noise at the Nationals along with the rest of them. I mean, there's a lot of good people in this tournament. And this is the launch pad of all the great boxers, any iconic boxer from the United States, Muhammad Ali, Floyd Mayweather, Sugar Ray Leonard, Joe Frazier, Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson, all of them came through the Golden Glove program.
Nice. Wow. Now, Bobby, you know, you have a gym in Portland, and you're also, yes. you know, director of the New England Golden Gloves and national president of boxing. So how did this happen for you?
It's kind of a long story. I've been a boxing fanatic since I was like 8 years old. And as you may or may not remember, there was an iconic fight in Lewiston, Maine, Muhammad Ali and Sonny Liston. Listen, yeah. With that iconic picture of Muhammad Ali standing over Sonny Liston, you know, telling him to get up. And that was in Lewiston. And my uncle was the boxing commissioner back then. So I had a ringside seat at like 8 years old.
In the family.
Along with most of my cousins and family and everything. And it was just unbelievable. Then, right after that, Portland became what has been said is the consistently busiest fight town in the world. They went for about 12 years every week, every Thursday night, and packed the house. It was just a great thing. I was actually the glove boy at the expo. But I was a little kid. And then I, you know, got into the gym myself and started training and doing all that. And then I got an eye disease in one eye, and I couldn't box anymore. But that didn't stop me from pursuing it.
Yep.
Like I do, and I've been a freak on it ever since.
Well, thank you very much for all your support and bringing
thanks for your patience.
The New England Golden Gloves regional tournament. Thank you for bringing it to Lowell, Massachusetts. And again, we have tickets to the event coming up tomorrow night at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium. So we'll give away those tickets. But thank you so much, Bobby, for dealing with all this phone stuff.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And also, you know, the weather. Of course, I have to pay the weatherman to make it work, but so far it's been working.
Snow on Thursdays.
No, it's supposed to, as far as I know, it's supposed to be clear at night. It's supposed to rain in the morning, and then it'll be over and, you know, come. It's the last night of the week. And also we got Jerry Cooney. The gentleman Jerry Cooney, who was an iconic heavyweight title challenger back in the 80s. He'll be there signing autographs.
Nice.
And taking pictures as well. Doors open at 6. He's going to be signing from 6 to 8. And then the show begins.
Perfect.
Well, thank you very much again, Bobby. I hope you have a great day and thanks for talking with us.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a lot of boxing.
I know.
You could cut like the second half of Mickey Ward.
Yeah, it was.
Lot. He didn't know much.
Yep. So we'll.
The first half was good with him, but the second half.
Let's close this out
before, because now I have to take all this out.
We were actually still trying to finish that
because we didn't end.
Oh, we didn't.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking right now?
Okay, well, that was great. That was Buzz 24/7 for this Wednesday. We will be back tomorrow. I will have Cooking on a Budget, and we'll have some other stuff. And have a great day.
Talk to you then.